and sort ourselves. Thank you.
So, I'd like to come back to the ethical issues that won the title of your talk. Can I mention two, please? There's many I could cover. First of all, in a democracy, it should be for the people and their representatives in Parliament to make laws that the people want. It shouldn't be for judges to be heavily involved in the process. Otherwise, we put judges in the position of being little dictators or little tyrants telling us what to do. And I notice that you've been setting agendas, as you have in the past, in the subject of family law.
And I think what?
In the area of family law. So what is the... You've been setting the agenda. Yes, in discussing children's rights, for example. So what's the ethics of judges being heavily involved in lawmaking in a democracy? The second thing I'd like to discuss, and you talked about children in separate cases of separation and so on, is what is the ethics of no-fault divorce having been introduced by the senior judges without Parliament's authority and without the authority of the people of this country, and children being allocated on a no-fault basis? So adulterous and deserting wives get custody of the children and the money follows, of course. What is the ethics of no-fault divorce?
Let me take the second one first, because that's the easier one. The judges apply the Matrimonial Causes Act of 1973, passed by Parliament. The Matrimonial Causes Act has a number of different grounds for divorce, which includes adultery, behaving in such an unreasonable way that it cannot expect the other spouse to live with the unreasonable spouse, and 5 years without consent, and 2 years conceptual divorce. Judges apply the law. We didn't make it. You take your MP, and your MP or predecessors, because it's 1973, have passed this law. So if you don't mind my saying, you're totally up the wrong pole on that one.
Well, can I respond? Yeah, go on.
Okay. You said that I am doing what I shouldn't do. And I'm not anymore, because thank goodness I'm no longer a judge. That's why I'm able to speak a lot more freely than I did when I was. But you're saying, what is the ethical position of judges setting agendas? At the end of the day, there are no changes of significance that Parliament doesn't pass. Parliament is a huge mixture of people in each house. They listen to a wide variety of people who advise them well or badly, or sometimes indifferently. Judges who actually apply the law have got, it seems to me, a duty to tell the government of the day whether or not the laws, criminal or family or whatever it may be, are working and how it might work better. I had did that with ministers. They asked me to do it. And I even did it when they didn't. But I know perfectly well that they will only put forward the legislation to Parliament. And Parliament will only pass what our democratic institutions do. And I'm totally unrepentant saying, as a judge as I was, this is what I think should be done. But I don't make the decisions. I merely give advice, as all sorts of lobby groups give advice. And it is up to ministers and Parliament as to whether or not they accept it. And so that, I don't believe, is anything unethical in any of that I have been doing. Okay, one question.
Can I ask about domestic violence and the effect on children? A report by the...